This is one face of the poppy trade in Afghanistan. For this boy, the ATV is not tearing up an illegal crop, but destroying his family's livelihood. This is an Afghan drug court, and the men on trial are not notorious warlords. Still, in Afghanistan, it's dangerous work to go after even small fish in the country that produces almost all of the world's opium. The Afghan judicial system is still a fragile work in progress. Judge Mukrima Akrami believes in her work, but she's also well aware of the threat she faces from the bigger drug dealers behind the scenes.
I'm concerned. I feel insecure when I go out. It's because we are facing drug dealers. They're organized criminals. My family members and I risk being kidnapped. But still, my job is important to me, and I perform it responsibly.
This man was convicted and complains bitterly about what he sees as a double standard.
This is a fact that every Afghan, even the Afghan government, knows. Traders support the farmers. They are government officials, high-ranking policemen, and members of parliament. They are powerful people, and the big drug traders are free.
Charges of corruption at all levels, not just with the drug trade, have long been leveled at Afghan officials by friends and foes alike.
Corruption is a serious, serious problem. The police are corrupted from time to time. Local government officials are corrupted. Provincial government officials sometimes are corrupted. So it's across the board. Unfortunately, this is becoming all too common in Afghanistan society in general, but it's certainly very much there in drugs.
Interdiction is yielding some results, but most of the drug traffickers easily elude justice. One high-level drug lord who was arrested wasn't tried in Afghanistan. Instead, he was turned over to federal authorities in the United States.
Haji Baz Muhammad, who was extradited Friday, is one of the world's most wanted, most powerful, and most dangerous drug kingpins.
Baz Muhammad was the first defendant the Afghan government ever extradited for drug crimes.
He pled guilty to being a manager of a heroin transportation organization through which he moved heroin from Pakistan and Afghanistan to the U.S. from 1990 through 2005. From 1994 forward, he and his organization used some of the money from the sales of the heroin in the U.S. to support the Taliban in Afghanistan. And in exchange, they received the protection of the Taliban.
Muhammad was sentenced to over 15 years in a U.S. prison, but it's a long way from the American courthouse to this one in Afghanistan. It will take time before the Afghan judicial system has the power of the criminals it must prosecute.